One thing to note, driving while high isn't new. So even if Illinois legalized marijuana and rates of driving high go up a bit, officers have dealt with that type of impairment for decades using roadside sobriety tests. In Illinois, patrol officers all had to get advanced roadside impairment driving enforcement training around when Illinois medical marijuana started hitting the shelves in 2015. That's according to Illinois State Police Master Sergeant Mike Link.
Our goal is to remove the impaired driver from the roadway, regardless of what's causing the impairment.
A 2017 Department of Transportation study showed that while drunk drivers drove fast and took more risks, drivers high on cannabis largely drove slower and more carefully, attempting to mitigate how impaired they felt.